RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Bob. How can I help you?
Hey, Bob. It's Wally. How you doing?
Wally. You've been playing a lot of phone tag today, huh?
I am. Yeah, I had some out before you called me the first time. I was getting ready to call you.
Really?
I got a lady looking for like a 1-carat pear shape.
Uh-huh.
She didn't give me any particulars about it. She just wants to, a price range on a nice 1-carat
sure.
pear.
Let me take a look and see what we got here.
All right. How's everything?
Good. An interesting morning. I had to go to the eye doctors, and they dilated my eyes twice. Oh my God!
Yeah.
And we've got snow on the ground here, so
right.
when you got snow on the ground and your eyes are dilated, it's painful.
Yeah, you're an adventure behind the wheel, aren't you?
It was. I just said, well, this ought to be fun driving home with my eyes dilated. So I have a 101 FVS1, really, really nice stone for $42.67.
Okay.
And
then
there's also a 101 DVS1 for $53.53. Other than that, everything else is kind of out of memo. But, I mean, depending on what they were looking for, you might be, let me just say some of the ones that are out. Like there's a... There's an HSI-1 for $26.51.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, let's see, now that one just got sold. So there's a HVS-1 that's on its way back for $34.34.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yeah.
HVS-1, $34.34, and it was what size?
It's a 101.
1.01, perfect.
Yep.
All right, that's a good enough... okay, so LHPP. All right, that gives me enough of a range to give my client a call and see what they're looking for.
Did you get a check out to us recently? Because Lenny's going to ask me. He'll see that I called you.
Yeah, I'm sure that I did, and I'll send another one before the week is out.
All right, appreciate it. I'll let him know.
All right, bud, I appreciate it. Oh, I didn't, while I got you on the phone. So
sure.
I didn't take the time to go get the real ID, right?
Yeah.
Just put it off and put it off. But then I got an aunt in St. Louis who's probably not long for the world, and I'm going to have to go out there. So I said, man, I better get that done. So I went for the first appointment and did all my stuff, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And, you know, it took a couple of hours to get through it all and then did that. And the last thing before I was going to walk out the door, she said, you got to take the eye test.
Yeah.
So I took the eye test. I said, well, I've got my contacts in. I got my glasses, okay, I got my contacts. And I said, if I take my contacts out, I can read the whole chart without a problem whatsoever. I said, can I do it that way? She said, do you drive with your contacts out? I said, no. She said, then no. So I flunked the friggin' eye test because I haven't had eye exam in over 10 years.
Oh, my
so
God.
Anyway, so I had to go back to a friend of mine, and get an eye exam and get a new prescription, which now gives me 20/20 vision, which was nowhere close to that before. But, yeah, anyway, so I had to go back and resubmit because I flunked a friggin' eye test at the DMV.
Dad, I'll tell you, my wife and I went, I think, end of spring and got our real IDs. And I brought stuff that I thought was more than conclusive to identify me. And she looked at it and she says, no, this ain't good enough. I had to go to the Department of Health and get an original stamped copy of my birth certificate.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I had to go back twice because of that. It's funny. I can pass the exam without glasses on. My eyesight isn't all that bad, but I don't wear glasses too much when I'm driving, except at night.
Yeah.
At night, my eyesight sucks. But I got this macular pucker. If you look at a cross-section of my eye looks like a volcano, my left eye. And I got astigmatism on top of that. So when they're giving me the exam, I says, this is going to take a couple seconds because my eye constantly adjusts. And if I wait it out, I can see almost everything. It's crazy because the way my eye is right now, like I'll look at stuff and nothing looks focused, and then all of a sudden things pop into place, and I'll go right through it. And he says, "Wow," and he says, "That's really unusual to have a stigmatism and a pucker that counteract each other, so that you can see." He says, "When I looked at the cross section of it, it says, man, I'm surprised you can see it all." And he says, "But you actually can really actually see quite well." It was crazy.
Well, I was frustrated about the whole situation, and I told my wife, I said, "Let me tell you how I look at this thing.
Yeah,
I need to be able to walk into the DMV office and pull out my driver's license and say, look at this picture. Do we agree that this is me?
Yeah.
You agree that this is a picture of me? Yes, give me my ID."
Isn't that crazy?
Goddamn. I understand it's a security thing and everything, but it's friggin' overkill is what
it is. Yeah, I know. But, you know, this is going to be, unless you're going to go out of the country and get a, get a passport or something, this is going to be the official ID that everybody's going to have to use for everything now.
That's right. Yep, and I kind of get that, and I do have a passport, but it's been expired for a pretty good while, so that did me no good, but anyway.
Yeah, no, and they're harder to get than anything.
Yep, I mean, all right, bud, let me work
on
this.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.